Oh, blimey. Of course you heard voices. It was me and Frank.
What?
Well, just before you woke up, we was watching the Earth sink below the horizon. And Frank said he'd like to take a look at Earth and home through the telescope before it dipped out of sight completely. You must have heard us, and our voices got all mixed up with your dream.
Yes, Lemmy, that sounds plausible enough.
The dream was vivid enough. It seemed so real. But for those tragic voices coming from the city, it was so pleasant, so very pleasant. I was almost sorry to wake up, Doc, I can tell you.
Well, that makes a change. Most of the dreams we've all been having up to now have been so horrible, you couldn't wake up fast enough.
How's Mitch, Doc? Did he dream too?
I don't know, Jet. He's not awake yet.
Pass me another drink, Lemmy. I still feel cold, deep down inside.
Yes, mate. One cup of tea. Coming up.
Awoke from a dreamless sleep half an hour later, and as with Jet, seemed none the worse from his experience, except to complain of how cold his legs and feet were. But an hour after waking, he ceased to complain and was more his normal self.